So a few announcements before the homily. First, I want to thank all of you who prayed for my surgery. Everything went well. Recovery's going well. Just have to go a little slower and watch out with the bending and genuflecting and so on. But things are moving along well. I have to say that I did not realize, in having that hernia in my stomach for so long, how much pain I was actually in. I actually feel really good. I'm like, wow, I got used to just having constant abdominal pain. I just thought that was life. So if I appear in a better mood, okay, you know, I didn't realize that was happening. But very happy, and God's blessings upon my surgeon. She was remarkable. It was the first time that a major medical provider was younger than me. So it was a very high-charged female, energetic surgeon. So it was a little humbling to have a younger person, but she knew what she was doing. So I was like, go for it, doctor. So it's good to be in better health. Reminder, after Mass, we have our weekly Divine Mercy Chapel for our beloved dead. So I'm going to ask you, if you're able, to please stay in your pews and join us in those prayers. It's a great act of charity to give to our beloved dead. We're children of the resurrection. We don't forget. We do intercede. So I hope you can stay and pray for your beloved dead. As a reminder, after the Divine Mercy Chaplet, I'm going to head to the confessional. The deacon will come back and then expose the Blessed Sacrament. So today we begin our Tuesday adorations. So we have the adoration now on Tuesdays from about 12:45, the end of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, until 2:15. 2:15, the deacon's going to give benediction. So I thought it was powerful that we could start this Tuesday adoration on the birthday of Our Lady. Truth be told, we didn't plan that, but I think Our Lady did, right? So it's great to start that adoration. I hope you can stay or come back. I remind our parishioners at home who are not able to be with us that our adoration is live streamed and to continue to participate. So that will be this afternoon. Also at 2:30 today, we had the last session of our course on spiritual theology, Glory Unto Glory. So I hope you can tune in. I know 2:30 is an odd hour to have a class. Truth be told, I did that because it was the best time I could fit it into my schedule. So I know that a lot of you will probably watch that as a recording. It is recorded. It's available on Grace Lily. Today we'll make 5 sessions. It's a great crash course on the foundation of the spiritual life. So I do hope you can tune in. And of course, there's more happening. I refer you to our website. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So today we celebrate the birthday of Our Lady. And this is one of those feast days that, truth be told, for a long time I just kind of ignored a little bit. I didn't really understand its significance. In seminary, we go to Mass every day. So, of course, every September 8th, we celebrated the birthday of Our Lady. But it was kind of like, you know, we have the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption. Because so many feasts of Our Lady, it's like, all right, we got one more feast day. Didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to the feast day itself. But then I started noticing something. On 1 September 8th, I remember I prayed for an extended family member who was very, very far away from the church. If she had died, she would have gone to hell. I mean, that was that serious. And I just prayed and prayed for this person's conversion. Now, at the time, I was in Rome, 6 hours ahead. And this family member calls me late. I'm sleeping. She wakes me up, this phone call. And she said, I don't know why I'm calling you, but I just feel this real urge. I need to talk to someone about my relationship with God. Right? Powerful. Obviously, that got my attention. I was like, wow, what day is this? It's September 8th. I said, okay. So then, okay, life goes on. Then there's another September 8th. I pulled a big one. I said, Mary, why don't you help out? Got this huge project we want to do. It's going to do a lot of good, but good projects need good money. I said, why don't you provide a large charitable gift for this project? And I'm thinking, I got her on that one, right? We can ask for everything except money. That's usually where things go dry, right? By the end of the day, someone had called and offered a sizable, almost double the amount of what we needed. I thought, oh, September 8th, right? And I started noticing all these different things on September 8th. And I thought, of course it makes sense. Our Lady is so generous. Usually on birthdays, we get gifts. Our Lady is so generous on her birthday, she gives gifts. She's so generous, she wants to be so kind to us. The problem oftentimes is we don't ask. Oh, we ask, but we think, well, what if I ask and it doesn't come through? What if I ask and this doesn't happen? So we kind of limit ourselves. And sometimes the problem is not that we're asking too much of God or His holy ones. The problem in the spiritual life is we ask too little, right? Be demanding. When the Lord taught us to pray, he taught us, give us this day our daily bread. Not maybe kind of sort of, if you think about it, maybe you can do something nice. It's what the catechism calls filial boldness. We are the sons and daughters of God who tremendously loves us. We can be bold. And on this birthday of the holiest one he ever created, we should ask. Ask for the conversion of your loved ones, the ones who are farthest from the grace of God. Ask for your health. Ask for financial stability. Ask for whatever is needed in your life or in your loved ones. Be bold. Ask big, because Our Lady is so generous. And I know from personal experience that she will work miracles. This is Our Lady's birthday. Don't ignore this feast day as I did for so many years. Our Lady taught me the tenderness and the devotion of this feast day, the generosity of this feast day. Don't miss it. You are here at Mass today by no accident. You are here because Our Lady wants you here. You're able to offer Mass to be a part of this celebration, this sacrifice, on her birthday. Some of you didn't even know it was her birthday, and here you are. Our Lady has you here. Whatever's on your heart, place before God. Ask Our Lady to join with you in interceding and asking God for whatever you need. As I said before, I want to emphasize, on this feast day, ask big. Don't diminish the grace of God. Don't diminish his generosity. Ask big. Trust. And I know that Our Lady will come through.